Okay. So I don't know where I am, Parshas Achri, Parshas Kedoshim. All I know is, if I'm here now, I'll hear Parshas Achri most again. If I go to Israel for the whole summer, I am going to miss a Parsha someplace. I will miss a Parsha. What? No. You don't catch up until after.
Are we up to date this week?
No. We're not doing Achrimos Kedoshim.
We're not doing Kedoshim.
No, we're just doing Achrimos.
Oh, when is Rabbi Dushnaiyeh?
No.
When did Rabbi
Dushnaiyeh? What?
Did Rabbi Dushnaiyeh make it last week or this week?
Not this week.
I couldn't do it last week. It was yuntif for me. I keep 2 days, but I didn't want to go to a special minion, so I davened in regular shul. Okay, thank you. And to go to in Ramat Beit Shemesh, there was one Chutzkarts minion. It's like up a hill from me. So I went the first days. The second days, I said, hey, it's Shabbos davening. I'll daven. I have a minion. I'll just decrease the Torah. So it's the wrong one. You know? Still decrease the Torah. You know? Okay, but I think it's Achrimos. I'm not sure. And then it talks about Yom Kippur. Okay, the Medrash, the Vayikra Rabba, Medrash Rabba Vayikra says, Lama Hiskir. This misasan b'yom kippurim. Why does it say misas of Aaron's children about Yom Kippur? Now, if it would have happened on Yom Kippur, he would have said, oh, that's why it says it, because it happened Yom Kippur. When did it happen? When did Aaron's sons die? What date? Someone's got it. What BZ? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They died Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Is that what you said, BZ?
I know, but I'll pretend like I did.
No, you said July 4th, right?
No, not that either.
Okay. Anyway, the Medrash says, so why does it talk about them on Yom Kippur? So the Medrash says, a very interesting Medrash. Teach us that just like Yom Kippur is Mechaper, Mises Tzadikim is Mechaper. That's, besides everything, that's a very, very, very hard philosophical thing in Judaism, Mises Tzadikim Mechaper, because that's one of the bases of Christianity, really. You know, oh, he died for our sins. You know, no one dies to make up for our sins. So what does it mean? You know, that's Jesus. He died for our sins. You know, but in Judaism, that's not the way it works. So what does it mean? A Mises Tzadikim Mechaper for Avon. That's a hard question. You know, if you ever want to talk to me about it, we'll talk about it. What means Mises Tzadikim? But it does say, but the Medrash, I'm just asking, you know, these kind of questions now. The Medrash says, teach us that just like Yom Kippur is Mechaper, Mises Tzadikim is Mechaper. Then the Medrash says, and how do you know Yom Kippur is Mechaper? So it says, B'yom Azei Chaper, Rechem Chalav, and Asechem. That's the Medrash. V'yikur Rabba, Chaf, look it up. That's unbelievable. My 5-year-old grandson, he thinks he's very funny. He says to me, Zaidi, what color is the White House? What color is the White House? That's the same thing. How do you know Yom Kippur is Mechaper? I mean, it's called Yom Kippur. That's why you're like, how do you know Yom Kippur is Mechaper? What kind of question is that? What is Yom Kippur? How do you know Yom Kippur is Mechaper? Because it's Yom Kippur. It's like asking, how do you know the White House is white? Is it the White House? That's the question you have to answer me. What is this question? How do you know Yom Kippur is Mechaper? Question number one. Second question, who in Mishnah is Yuma here? Emma in Mishnah is Yuma? You did?
No. I also raised my hand and put it down.
Yeah, you're lucky.
I just didn't see my glasses already.
Where's Hakamadi? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you learn the Mishnah in Yuma, the Mishnah talks about what's the difference between what the Tztukim did and what we did on Yom Kippur. And before Yom Kippur, they used to take the Bezin used to take the Kohen Gadol and make him swear that he won't do like the Tzedukim. And then he swore, and then the Mishnah says, and they both cried. Bezin cried, and the Kohen Gadol cried. It seems that Bezin cried because they were choshishim for being at Stuki, and he cried because they were choshishim for being at Stuki. Everyone was crying. Everyone was crying. They made him swear, and that's the Mishnah. The thing is that if he's at Stuka, he's going to swear. What does it mean? Oh, swear that you don't do like you at Stukim. If you're at Stuki, you're allowed to swear that you're doing the right thing, because he knows it's right. So his shvua is meaningless. So what do you mean make him swear? Does anyone understand the question?
What's the wording of the shvua?
What? Don't do like the tzedukim.
Okay.
So you're allowed to be nishma not to do an avera.
Right.
I swear I'm not getting chazer. And the rabbi tells me chazer. I swear I'm not getting chazer. Who's right? I'm right. Right? So the tzedukim believe they're right. So they're allowed to swear. So what's his shvua? What do they get by making him swear? Also, this happened every single year. Every single year, they said, listen, we trust you, and we know you're not Stuki, and we appointed you Kohen Gadol, but the Mishnah says we have to make you swear. So swear. And he swears, because the Mishnah said he should swear. What are you crying? What are you crying about? No one's cautioning anybody for anything. They're doing what the Mishnah said. Why are they crying? It's all one question on that Mishnah. I forget what I thought. Look up the Mishnah's Yuma, you'll see. Okay. Then the third question. Sorry. On Yom Kippur, it's very funny on Yom Kippur. Mincha Yom Kippur, when you're almost all fasted and you're in the highest level, you're right before Nila, and they lain. And what parsha do they lain? The last parsha in Achrei Mos. Don't do Arayas. They talk all about Arayas. It's funny. That's the time to talk about Arias. What's the answer? Who asked this question?
Tosos.
Tosos asked this question. What's Tosos' answer?
That people come to shul and they dress all...
Right, Tosos says there was a break after Mincha and the girls were all dressed up nicely. We're afraid people can do Arias on Yom Kippur. Unbelievable Tosos. Unbelievable Tosos. That the break after Mincha or before Mincha and everyone was, you know, the girls were dressed up nicely, you know, you do a rice on Yom Kippur.
Maybe that's why some shuls don't have rice.
What? That's why some shuls don't have girls. Okay, anyway, when it talks about Arias, and then it says, and don't do Moloch, and then it goes back to Arias. What's Moloch got to do right in the middle of Arias? Arias. Moloch, Arias again. What's Moloch got to do with Arias? That you could answer. Moloch is taking a child, and according to Rambam, is putting him through fire and he gets burned to death. According to Ramban, is just walking him through fire and he doesn't get burned to death. But he couldn't get burned to death. You know my Moloch speech.
Miles has another Moloch speech.
Really?
No, whatever.
Okay, whatever. Whatever. That's the question. Well, you know, why is Moloch between all the Arias? Okay. I wrote down some thoughts today at about 11:45. They did the seer Azazel. Then they sent a Ish Iti. What did Ish Iti do? What? Now, what did Ish Iti do? What? Ish Iti took the seer Azazel, sent him off the cliff. The Gemara says in Yuma, the Gemara says, the Yakira Yushalayim. Now, we don't know who the Yakira Yushalayim were, but they were the biggest people in Yushalayim, the Yakira Yushalayim, Yakar. The Yakira Yushalayim used to walk him to the place. Everyone would stay in the race. Maybe the Yakira Yushalayim used to walk him. And just a thought, I always say, I don't want to leave this parsha without that thought. What was the most Kaddish day of the whole year? Yom Kippur. Everyone stood in the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone bowed in the Beis HaMikdash. There was unbelievable Nisim. How many Nisim were in the Beis HaMikdash? Anybody know? A lot. A lot. You were in the highest level of anything there in the Beis HaMikdash. And you watched the Kohen Gadol go in B'fnai Efnim. You watched the Kohen Gadol going in. And you were hoping that the Kohen Gadol is going to come out. You know, you were at the highest level there. The greatest people in Yerushalayim, we'll take a walk in the desert. Right? That's what happened here. Why is that? Because the greatest people in Yerushalayim knew. Being holy in the Beis Mikdash is a great level. There's a greater level. Doing chesed. This guy's going to walk out in the desert alone with the sheep. Desert's a scary place. There's lions and tigers and bears, you know, and scorpions and snakes and everything like that. See, when I say lions, tigers, and bears, I would think you'd know what I'm saying. No one knows. Oh, you said, oh my? Okay, good. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, you said, oh my. But, you know, and so they did a chesed. They did a chesed. They're going to walk with him. The curious, that's why they were the curious Shalayim. They were so great. That there's something more than everything, doing chesed for another Jew. Doing chesed for another Jew. You have so many stories about the biggest gedolim, they didn't show up for Kol Nidre in Yom Kippur davening. Why? Because they heard a baby crying. The mother left to go to Kol Nidre. He said, I'll be back in 10 minutes. Maybe the baby will be good. So they came in and they held the baby. You know, things like that. Doing chesed is a greater level. Then, you know. Yes?
What's the best way to balance chesed while still...
That's a very good question. That we have to talk. But there's a way not to do chesed. Okay? That we know. That we know. What sweatshirt you're wearing? Okay.
I'm doing miles of chesed.
Baruch Hashem, you wore that sweatshirt just now.
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem, you wore that sweatshirt. It's a Landis sweatshirt. This morning you weren't wearing that.
I was.
You were? So who was wearing?
Benji.
What?
Yeah.
No, Benji's doing chesed, Masatskim. Probably he's burying a dead body. He's doing chesed. What are you doing? But remember, chesed, don't ever give up on chesed. Don't ever give away chesed. Don't give away chesed. Don't give up on chesed. Another thing, before we get into the deeper mussar, which I want to do, but talking about this moloch and this and these things, there's a great pasuk here, a great pasuk. Two pasukim right away after each other. When things are together, they're together for a reason. I'm not saying myself. This is the Chafetz Chaim says this. Don't marry your sister. Don't marry your sister. Don't have a relationship with sister. Don't marry your sister. And don't be tikrav to a nida. So the Chafetz Chaim always said, there's some mitzvahs that have mazel, and there's some mitzvahs that don't have mazel. I don't like to say it in that way, mazel, not mazel, but two psukim right next to each other. Can you imagine if you'd walk into the Young Israel of Tinek? I just make it, just Young Israel of Tinek. I don't mean that. Young Israel of Great Neck or Young Israel, whatever it is. And say to the Gabbai, please make an announcement today. I'm engaged. And he says, oh, who are you engaged to? My sister. No way. I'm not making an announcement. I'm really not making an announcement. You can imagine if someone would invite you to their wedding. You're invited to the wedding of Yehuda and Chana and one parent, our children, Yehuda and Chana. What would you do with that? What would you do with that invitation? You'd throw it in the garbage. The only thing I'd say was to the chassan, I'd say, please come to shul on Monday. I don't want to say takhron, okay? but you never dream about that. But the next pasuk, Nida, a girl who's not going to keep paris and mishpacha, mazel tov and shul. Oh, you're a good part of the minyan. Yeah, we'll make shel brachas, everything. Or as they asked me when I was the Rebbe in Hefter, Rebbe, are you shomer? So I say, Shabbos? No, we all are. I'm a kashrus? No, we all are. What are you talking about? Negiah. What? I mean, what's the difference? What's the difference? And that's the pasuk here. For Nida, are you shomer? They never ask me, will you marry your sister? It's one pasuk after the next. You can't pick and choose like that. It's the most unbelievable thing. Chavetz Chaim said, what happened to Hilchas Nida? What happened to Hilchas Nida? I have to tell you that I always say whatever happens in my office stays in my office. But it's not only my office. I have it all over the place. Lakewood guys. So many guys going out and getting engaged are Nichshol and Nida. They're not Nichshol and their sister, but they're Nichshol and Nida. Same psukim. Why is this? I don't know. I can't tell you why it is. But just remember, when there's Nida, think she's my sister. Okay? Best way to do it. She's my sister. Okay? And if that doesn't stop you, please see Dr. Lamb in the hospital. Okay. What do you say?
She's your brother.
Okay. Now, okay. It's so funny. You look at the Gemara about the Sar Azazel and the Sar, the ghost for the Karbanos, and it says, there was a Kalfi, there was a lottery. And the Gemara talks about how they had to look alike and they had to be the same size. Everything exactly the same. They had to be exactly the same. And Lamaisa, what happens at the end? One is Rashem, and one is Razazel. In Hebrew, when you say the word Azazel, what does it mean in Hebrew?
Gehenna.
Gehenna, yeah. Who said that? You? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what it means in Hebrew. One goes Lashem, one goes to heck, okay? Exactly the same animals, exactly the same. And at the end, one Lashem, one Lazazel. I always think of this when I see a room full of new guys. They're all the same. They all look the same. They're all wearing the same shirts. They're all the same. And each one saying, oh yes, Rabbi, I want to shteig, I want to be a Ben Torah, I want to be this, I want to be that. Everyone's the same. And then I think to myself, when they graduate, half these guys will be Lashem, and half these guys will be Lazazel. Half these guys will be Lazazel, half these guys. Now, what happens here? What happens here? But we see that from Yom Kippur, that's what happens. Same guys. They both went to Nitiv and they both steiged like anything. And they come back here full of fervor and everything. And one's Lashem and one is at the end of his thing. I don't like to say it, Razazel. I can't tell you the reason why. I can't tell you why. But you have to make sure it doesn't happen. You have to watch out. But there is a famous, famous, famous of Sham Shifal Hirsch. And Sham Shifal Hirsch says something very funny. He says, if you be in the mind of the Sir Azazel, and you be thinking the Sir Azazel, Sir Azazel sees that taking away his friend, a guy with a big knife is going to take away his friend, and he says, ha-ha, look at him. He's Kodesh. He's going to be slaughtered. And they take him, and they take him outside. Yeah, I'm free. And they take him to the top of the mountain. I'm at the top of the world. I'm breathing the fresh air. I'm free. I'm free of everything. Look, this guy, he wanted to be Kodesh. He gets slaughtered. In the Beis HaMikdash, me, I'm free. Wham. Okay? Wham. That's what happens. What's your mindset? What is your mindset? You come back from Israel. What's your mindset? I want to go deeper into my Kedusha? Or I'm free. No more Rav Ari. No more Rebelli. No more Rabina. Yeah. No more Rabbi Berg making me crazy. You know, I'm free. You're not free. You know, that's what happens when you're free. Same guy, same everything. La'azazel and La'ashem. It's something that you have to be very, very, very careful about. I want to go through this fast because there's things I just want to talk about. Perek Yudches Pasuk Gimel. Perek Yudches Pasuk Gimel, Yaakov. Perek Yudches Pasuk Gimel. K'may says Mitzrayim, Yishavtem Alot Tassu. Don't do like they did in Mitzrayim. K'may says, K'nan Hashem, Mevi Eschem Shem Alot Tassu. U'b'chuseim Lot Terechu. So it says, K'may says Mitzrayim, like they did in Mitzrayim, U'b'chuseim Lot Terechu. What does Rashi say? You know, I love learning Rashi. And I will never find this Rashi anyway. I can't find the Rashi now. Oh, Ubuksem Otolecho. So, my Eretz Mitzrayim, Rashi says, Magish Masayim Shem Mitzrayim Mechol Knanim Mechol Kolim Mechol Umos. It was Maisim Mechol Kolim. Don't learn Maisim Mechol Kolim. Don't do these terrible things. There's the Uchseim Go Telecho, Mahniach Kosov, Shlo Omar. What's that about? It says, wait, don't do what the Mitzrayim do. What's that? Uchseim Go Telecho. Eru Nimusos Shalahem. Devorim Chakukhem. Don't be like a guy. You know, there's something very funny which I hate. It's not Shabbistic, you know? I don't know what Shabbistic is. Okay, but there's something Shabbistic. But Rashi talks about, don't think like a guy. Don't think like a guy. Don't do like a guy. But then, don't think like a guy. Kigon tir ta'ot, it's stadios. It means, you know, gladiators and they used to fight animals and stuff like that. Hey, what's wrong with that? It's mutter. That's mutter. Yeah, but it's thinking like a guy. Getting in there in the stadium and watching a man fight a tiger is not very Jewish. Don't do that. Don't think like a guy. I can't stand it when guys here, you're yeshiva bachar. Suddenly, when it comes to really important things in life, you start thinking like a guy. Where do you see it from? Oh, that's the way they do it on TV. That's the way they do it on TV. Miles knows that one of the things I'm really vehemently against is getting down on your knees proposing to a girl. You know, and I called Miles before he got engaged. Don't do it, Miles. And Johnny, don't do it, Johnny. You're like, what is that? Where did it ever come in Judaism, getting down on your knees in front of girls and proposing to her? You take a club, hit her over her head, and drag her by her hair. just joking. But you're like, getting down your knees and proposing, that's not Jewish. There's so many things that we do that are ingrained. We think, oh, nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong, but it's not Jewish. It's not Jewish. I go into a coffee room and I hear guys talking, what's up, dude? Like, who's dude? Who's a dude? Aaron, you're a dude?
Johnny's a dude.
Johnny's a dude? What's a dude? You heard on TV, two guys calling each other dude. Right, I'm Jew. Hey, I'm bouncing Jew, dude. You're like, talk like a mensch.
What about sports?
What?
What about sports?
What about sports? It's a problem. Sports is a big problem. Sports is b'chukusayim. Playing is not the problem. Playing is a problem in Musa Shmuzin for Hanukkah. But Musa Shmuzin not on Hanukkah. Playing is not the problem. Watching sports is the problem. Because watching sports is probably a Gaisha thing. It's probably good. Could be watching sports. But let's forget about sports because we're never going to change that. You know the story of Rabbi, what's his name? Rabbi Steinberg and everything. We grew up with sports, but just thinking like a guy, you know, doing things like a guy, just think about what you do. Think Jewish. Have a good Shabbos.